This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won Monday's election as the ruling party maintains control of the government in the first vote after the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. Mnangagwa received 50.8% of the vote, while the main opposition challenger, Nelson Chamisa, received 44.3%. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairwoman Priscilla Chigumba made the announcement early Friday.
Therefore, Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF Party is therefore duly declared elected President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
Opposition spokesman Morgan Komichi said that his MDC party rejected the vote result.
The results that have been announced have not been verified by us. I did not sign those results, so the results are fake.
While Election Day was peaceful in a break from the past, deadly violence on Wednesday against people protesting alleged vote rigging reminded many Zimbabweans of the decades of military-backed repression under Robert Mugabe. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Malaysia, the first stop of an Asian tour, expected to focus on promoting free trade and pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. During his visit, Pompeo will press countries to keep up pressure on Pyongyang via sanctions, according to a senior State Department official who briefed reporters during the flight to Kuala Lumpur. Since President Donald Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in June, U.S. officials have been optimistic that Pyongyang would give up its nuclear weapons, though there is no evidence that the North has begun that process. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.